Chapter 41. Despite the relatively unappetizing smell of the slop fed to the prisoners, those with more sensitive noses turned their heads in an attempt to suss out where the foul stench wafting to the galley was coming from. Charlie, carrying his wadded-up, shit-stained rag as covertly as possible, noted the searching eyes and anxiously watched the line move ahead of him. Once he had his food, he could easily make a quick work of his meal, then toss the offending matter into the waste receptacle with the other trash. After so long with the constant smell of his living space, Charlie had almost learned to tune out the malodorous fumes, but now, surrounded by the others, he realized perhaps this wasn't the best idea. He might be used to it, but no telling who might notice the odd human carrying a shit-smelling bundle into their eating space. He made it to the front of the line and collected his food with no trouble, then hastened to his usual spot, wolfing down his meal so as to throw his load in the trash as quickly as possible and finally be done with it once and for all. And he almost succeeded. Almost. A guard, a man Charlie didn't recognize from before, stepped in front of him, placing a firm hand on his chest as he walked toward the waste disposal receptacle.
"What the hell are you doing coming in here smelling like that?"
Charlie had no idea what the man said.
"Answer me," the guard demanded, smacking the tray from his hands.
The waste-soaked rags fell to the ground, unwrapping and unleashing their full stench.
"You disgusting little shit. What were you thinking bringing that in here?" the guard demanded.
Charlie smiled and shrugged. He couldn't understand a word the man was saying, but the gist was clear enough. A meaty hand swatted him to the ground, then yanked him back to his feet.
"Think you're so clever? You answer when you're spoken to."
Again, Charlie was struck, but this time he managed to stay on his feet. An unfamiliar urge flooded his chest, and when the next blow fell, he found himself very much wanting to strike back. "Be smart, Charlie. They'll kill you," he reminded himself, forcing his fist to loosen. The guard had struck him yet again, demanding answers of the prisoner, when Marbon entered the galley and saw the commotion.
"What's going on?" he demanded.
"This one. He's carrying around a wad of shitty rags and won't tell me what the hell he was doing with them. So I'm reminding him who's in charge."
Marbon slapped the man. The dull roar of the galley's mealtime chatter went silent.
"You're an idiot, Dural. The translation spell is not active. None of them know what you are saying."
A slight blush rose to the gray man's cheeks.
Well, I suppose. But I thought you didn't think, and that's the problem. Now you know I'm up for a good beating as much as the next man, but if you damage our goods for no reason, and right after we lost so many on a raid, no less, the captain will not be amused, and you know what happens then."
"I do," he replied,
the blush in his cheeks replaced by a far paler shade than he had sported previously.
"Good. Keep that in mind and think before you start beating on our merchandise."
He turned his gaze to Charlie.
"Now, let me find out what is actually going on here. Impezo Ovusk."
The whispering voices in the galley suddenly snapped into clarity as the translation spell took effect.
"What were you thinking, bringing your shit-stained rags into the galley? We may not be high-class men, but we eat here. This sort of thing is not only not allowed, it's just plain stupid."
Charlie locked eyes with his captor. The scar running from his head to his shoulder seemed a deeper shade. Perhaps his anger made it darken, but that wasn't important at the moment.
"I needed to dispose of them," Charlie finally said. "There's no trash bin in my cell, so I rolled it up as best I could to throw away in the big receptacle we use at mealtime."
"That explains why you brought it here, but not why the hell you have those shitty rags in the first place."
"I used them to clean my cell after I fixed my toilet."
Marbon looked at him oddly.
"You did what?"
"I cleaned my cell."
"No, the bit before that."
"I fixed my toilet, then used these to wipe everything down. I figured since I had already gotten dirty, I might as well clean the whole space. Really, I didn't mean to do anything wrong. I just wanted to clean—"
"Shut up," Marbon interrupted. "Pick up that filth and throw it away," he commanded.
Charlie complied.
"Good, now come with me."
The pirate ushered Charlie out of the galley and down the corridor back to his cell.
"Show me," he ordered.
Charlie stepped up to the clean panel where his toilet was retracted. The unit swung out and locked into place. It still moved a bit jerkily, but it was nothing a little oil couldn't remedy. Marbon pushed him aside and examined the spotless basin. He then looked around at the rest of the cell. The walls were still grimy, but the entire floor was the cleanest he'd ever seen it.
You did all this?
Yes. The pirate stepped back from the toilet and watched it retract back into the wall. He took a small device from one of his chest pouches and held it to his mouth.
Captain Saruman, this is Marbon.
The captain's voice replied.
Yes, what is it?
So that's a comms unit of some sort, Charlie realized. Probably similar to the screes Tours men used.
Captain, one of the prisoners did something to the waste disposal system in a cell. I think you may want to see this.
Very well. Which cell?
Section 3, cell 9.
I'll be there momentarily, the man replied. Then the comms went silent. Less than 2 minutes passed before the captain strode into the cell.
Look at this, Marbon said, gesturing toward the clean floor and, more importantly, the retracted toilet.
The captain stepped up to the unit and watched as it swung into place.
Fascinating, he said, then unfastened his pants and relieved himself in the spotless bowl.
He can just pee on command.
Well, that's an unusual skill, I guess, Charlie mused with a little grin.
No sooner had he finished than the unit emptied and swung away once more, sealing itself within the walls out of sight. Captain Saruman turned to Charlie.
You did this?
Yes, sir.
How? You have no means to carry out this kind of work.
Charlie decided it was best to come clean. It was a gamble, but he hoped one that wouldn't bite him in the ass.
With this, he said, slowly pulling out the sharp piece of debris from under his mattress.
Marbon snatched it from his hand immediately, but the captain seemed more amused than annoyed.
This one shows some spirit, eh, Marbon? He said with a laugh. Yes, Captain, that he does.
Such initiative. Acquiring a weapon. That was your intent, was it not? I don't think you took that planning on using it to clean a waste disposal system, did you?
Charlie nodded silently.
I thought so. And yet here we are. And you have somehow done what none of the idiots on my crew have been able to accomplish. And with a useless little bit of metal, no less. You see this, Marbon. All of those spells wasted, when a simple little piece of scrap could have solved our problem.
The captain tossed the shard back onto Charlie's bunk.
I don't understand. Am I in trouble? He asked.
Not at all, the captain replied. In fact, you've just earned yourself a promotion.
How do you promote a prisoner? He wondered.
Promotion?
Yes, you have a new job. Marbon, get him what he needs to fix the others.
Yes, sir.
Wait, others? Yes, many of the waste disposal units have similar problems as this. It makes for a rather unpleasant odor on those levels. But if the units do not retract properly, we can't purge the waste into space. Without its sealing, the spells don't hold, and we'd suck out our air in the process. So, your new job is to fix them.
The captain walked out of the cell, an amused grin on his face.
Wait.
The captain turned, eyebrow raised questioningly.
I'm sorry, sir. No disrespect intended. I was just wondering, if I'm to fix the other toilets, could you at least have the others clean them first? It would make the job much easier. And faster, I'm sure.
Captain Saruman looked at Marbon and laughed, an inside joke apparently.
Why not? He said, thoroughly amused. Though I'll say this, it won't make you any friends.
He then nodded to Marbon and walked away.
Okay, what do you need to do your work? The pirate asked.
Charlie told him what would be useful in effecting the repairs, now that he had a basic understanding of how the system worked. He also made a point to request some oil or grease to make the mechanisms move smoother as well. With that, he felt he could do as the captain asked.
I'll get you what you need, Marbon said. You'll start in the morning. Sanovusk.
With his translator off once more, Charlie lay back on his bunk and pondered his new situation. He was still a captive and in a world of shit. Only this time, it was literal.